Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you. This is a glorious Monday. So we're right now, we're December 8th, 2014. We have a very special show today on Blog Radio. We have a very special one. This is your host, Ismael Kadar, filling in. I have a live interview with Imam Alfred Muhammad coming back at the first Sunday in Chicago with Mosque Cares. I know that you are greatly going to appreciate this show, and we want to first thank the creator and for bringing us together again. Also, the numerous and the blessings that we can't even count, countless blessings, we want to thank, first and foremost, that we are now given another chance, another day, for further the cause, further the message, and also heal ourselves. So we want to first give thanks. And also, we want to thank our noble and honorable audience and the members listening to this show. I call in. We are very grateful to get your support. We're grateful to get your support and earn your support and respect. So I'm waiting for Imam Alfred to call in. And for now, we should acknowledge him. We see this show is busy right now. I already see you guys calling in from all angles. And I really appreciate New Africa Mondays, what we're doing up here. We're also showcasing people in our community. So if you have any product or service, any talent, we want to get you up here in the studio with us. So you could always email us. We have Religion Means Alive email. Alfred has an email, and then I have an email also, newfreemaninvestments@gmail.com. New Freeman, because we are free people, New African, and we also free people. So we want you to realize that this show is to work on our conditioning and discussing the re-education of black people. I like to say so-called black people, but we use the word black because of the terminology. But we know that we awaken to a high consciousness. And I thank you guys, you brothers and sisters calling in, because I know you see the events. I know you see what's going on. And I know many of us are frustrated. Many of us are angry. Many of us have so many issues in dealing with these things. I see Atlanta in the house, and I wanted to thank that we see you calling in, and thank you guys. This is Brother Ismael Kadar. Tell a friend, and get comfy. You know, get comfy for a few minutes, because this show definitely going to be a very, very interesting show. This is not a joke. I mean, so much good is happening. I think it's noted that we should tell y'all that much of the good information and things that are happening, good. Because I know you hear so much anger. You hear so much bad. You hear so many issues, so much issues going on in the world. First, we want to cover the name of the theme of Imam Alfred's address yesterday. He was blessed to give in Chicago. He was blessed with the theme, the emergence of a global man, the committed witness. Now, I was blessed to hear the first time, the first speech, emergence of the global man, which was excellent, excellent. And I don't say that just because this is my friend and a brother that I respect and grown in love and known so much. It hit me. It was a powerful, 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 powerful speech. It was very, very powerful. It connected the points that Imam Muhammad had given us to focus on in our leadership, and I'm talking about leadership now, African-American leadership. And it connected. I really think you should go and look at that and preview that lecture. But nowadays, in today's time, we are definitely going to been blessed to have an interview, and I want to talk on some things as your brother, Ismael Kadar. Honored to have your ear for this moment, honored to have your friendship for this moment, and honored to have your trust. And what we want to do is not, we've been talking all year about African-American handling our issues, waking up to our call, waking up to the freedom call. Okay, so we're still here. We And let me think. I think I got brothers checking in right now. I think I got a few check-ins. Let me check. Do I have Imam Mujahideen Muhammad online? Am I blessed to have him with me? Do I have him with me? Alaykum salam. Assalamu alaikum to you, my brother. Peace be unto you, to the audience. As peace be in return. Yes, brother. How you doing today? How are things going for you, man?
Everything's coming along, man. You know, it's out here.
I wanted to put a little cool in the gang today. That's how I feel good. Cool I'm feeling. I'm feeling good, man. You know, it's funny, man. This media, so people telling me they feel more and more good. Because, you know, one thing we're trying to do is, of course, we want you to have the current events. We want you to know a series. But sometimes the media, don't get confused that they're beating you up with nothing but bad news, mad media coverage. And I see our boys lighting up. I see our boys lighting up as we speak. Callers calling in from all over. And, you know, I see you brothers and sisters as a family, you know. This is not a show to run our lips. You know, we come organized. I get one show a week, and I treasure that I can deliver information that we would take a part of. We would basically take advantage of. And also many of you inform me of things that you would like to understand or many things that we could discuss. So important to have that coming in. Mujahideen, how was your weekend, brother? Are you there, you remember Mujahideen Muhammad? Yeah, how was your weekend, brother?
Huh?
How was your weekend?
Oh, yeah, blessed. I mean, you know, first Saturdays month, we give out food, free dinners.
Okay.
To Africa. And this is my second time doing it since I've been here. And good to see the people, man, you know, just the common people in the street, you know, people who for a long time in different communities throughout the country, I can imagine, you know, when they see you and they know your history and they remember the good old days, as they say, and that spirit, you know, firms them back up. And it was one particular brother. He was down and out, man. He was down and out. But when he found out that one of the brothers was a brother he went to school with when he was young, he remembered how the Muslims used to be this and used to be that. You know, he was a little more hands-on in certain communities, you know, certain areas around the country. So when he found out that his brother was there and still with the mission, still Muslim, you know, it firmed him up. And he said, man, I'm ready to work for y'all. Man, what y'all want me to do? You know, he was just fired up, you know. And another brother.
Oh, we have. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Right. Finish that because go ahead, my brother.
Oh no, you remember?
We have our guest. No, I don't want to interrupt you, but we just had our guest. He just came in the building live. But finish that.
Yeah, keep it rolling.
Finish that. Yes.
No, Alfred's gonna address it, man. You know, just get back to
Alfred. Iman Alfred is here. We love our brother. The boss are lighting up. And before Iman Alfred, he always asked about
selection. Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all can continue when you want me on. I'm available.
I want to open it up with, you always ask me for a rap tune, and this time I want something to keep the people up. So I got a rap tune today. It's by the late, great Tupac Shakur, a positive one. And I wanted to, before we even got discussion, because it was one of my favorite, everybody asking me right now, what is one of my favorite music for New Africa Monday? You know, I want to put a little culture in there, a little piece. So this is a piece. I'm going to play it in 1 second. I got you, you brothers and sisters. I see you on the boards. I'm going to play it right now. Tupac, this is dedicated to my audience members, the hip-hop members, New Africa, and we're going to get into Imam Alfred's definitely historical interview and so much needed in these times. But this is right now for this whole community. I want you to, you know, all those who are getting bad news about each, you know, this is something I want you to hear.
The sweeter the juice, I say the darker the flesh, and the deeper the roots. I give a holler to my sisters on welfare. You rock it, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. You know what makes me unhappy? That my brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Interview I got a brother here, traveled on a journey. And first, I want to greet you, my brother, with the greetings of peace. How are you doing today?
Peace, I'm doing well. I'm well. I'm alive and some degree of sanity.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's great to hear you from you. Now, I wanted to first touch on you had I believe your lecture on the first Sunday. I know Imam Muhammad had established the first Sunday for us as a community, a very important time for the community to listen to insightful, not just lectures, but insightful information, insightful lecture. Honored to be here, the leaders who are getting privileged to speak on that. It's the community and the overall community. I know that the name of the title of the lecture was The Emergence of the Global Male, the Committed Witness, correct?
Yes, sir.
I would like first and foremost just to get into why that title, why The Emergence of the Global Man, the Committed Witness?
Well, yes, I started, as I told our audience, that we had started from the passing of Imam Muhammad when Allah blessed me to want to help the community, and I wanted to explain Imam Muhammad, to capsulize him, to put him in my own words. And as I summed up Imam Muhammad's mission, the idea came to me that from the emergence from nativity to the emergence of global man. And in 2009, we were still in the nativistic idea. Native means a people who were given to the land, but it also means a people that's given to naivete. And I didn't get a chance to really flesh that out yesterday, but we are naive. We were naive then, and most of us are naive now. And so as a naive people, Imam Muhammad had given us a picture at the first convention, February 26, 1975, that we were Joseph's coat of many colors. He said a Ghanaian could come in here. He said an Indian could come in and find his likeness. We look like everybody on the globe. So I know the word Joseph doesn't, most people don't understand Joseph. It's a scriptural term. The average public is illiterate in scripture. So I said, let me translate this into something that everybody can understand in light of globalism. So let me call the term global man. But I wanted to also say something about the global man. We are the new leaders for the world. And I said, just like Jonah, we were reluctant. We didn't want to accept our role. And when I went to the 2014 convention, 2014 Ramadan session, I felt a powerful jolt in my spirit. I'll tell my audience, I'm 67 years old, but I feel like I'm about 17 years old. My energy level is higher than ever been. I'm at more peace than I've ever been. And I see more victory than I've ever seen in my life. I was a little worried about the community in 2009, a little worried about 2010, a little bit of worried about 2000, but I felt the people were reluctant. Our enemies were giving us a pretty good whipping. 2013, I said, these people are still reluctant. When I went to the 2014 convention, and I had witnessed the whole years of leaders just bashing us, I seen the media bashing us. I saw the media under the guise of Satan himself was giving sent people like Rick Ross to us. A man, just think, they were speaking to his name. His name used to be Mr. Shepherd. Now, a shepherd was one supposed to look over the sheep, but he became a wolf. Not that Mr. Shepherd is a wolf. He is being used as a wolf to eat and devour the people. So you're the correctional officer. Now it's filling prisons up. And I'm told that my son, Alfred Muhammad II, got on the radio yesterday for the first time he really spoke, then he broke down the influence of the music on him. And he talked about, he'd also read a book by Imam, a booklet, that shouldn't be in public circulation, but should be in private circulation, called the Samson Conspiracy. So, 2014, I began to get this feeling in my soul, and a knowledge in my soul, not a feeling, and in my mind and in my spirit. And I went with you to a gathering where the president, Vice President of the United States was there, Vice President Gore. You shook his hand.
Sir.
And I met the chairman of one of the largest law firms in the world, the chairman of the most important senators in the world, greeted us like we were a newborn king. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to finish the subject off. But I'm going to finish it off before Sunday. I'm going to explain to them what the Christmas season means and what really is the meaning. I may do it the third Sunday. I'm going to break down the three wise men, what it means them coming, and this nativity, this baby laying in a manger. All of this is us. That's the story. They had to go and look in the sky. It's talking about the emergence of a new people. So I said we have now emerged. We're no longer the reluctant witness. We're the committed witness. I heard all you young men and a few older people. No, y'all got a new spirit. Y'all are ready to rule this land. And I asked Allah, I said, Allah, give me a message for the people. And as I was riding on the plane, sitting to my right, was a Christian broadcaster from the oldest Christian network. And I naturally always want when I'm with people, I always want to know who they are. And that's what we should do because the prophet's first order was to read. Read your environment before you even know who God is. What God wants you, read the environment. Because just because you know who God is and God's instructions to you, you should first know the environment because God is there. But you want to know how to read the environment when you get a revelation from God. So I saw read. And finally, I kept opening the Quran. Right? It appeared randomly. I just said, Lord, lead me just like the prophet told his camel. Lead me wherever you lead me, I'm going to go. And I followed that same methodology. And lo and behold, I opened the book. I stayed up all night trying to figure out what I was going to say. I had some general ideas. And I struck me hard, twice. The Roman Empire had been defeated. And God says in 10 years, you're going to get a victory. And I'm telling you something. We are on our way to a powerful victory. And the mosque has just gave me, I get ready to buy the book, and they gave it to me. The story of Joseph. And I'm asking
powerful.
Community, let us get out here. Let's not talk. You know what President Wabedin Muhammad said? Let's not talk about what we did in the nation days. Let's not talk about the past. Let's do it now. We had banks. Let's open up banks now. We had schools. Let's open them up now. Stop letting these old folks tell you about what they did. And, you know, period, you can do it now. You did it once, you baby, do it again.
Like your words. That's right.
No reluctant business. We're committed.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to say to the people, Allah has given me a very, very, very special message for the Savior's Day weekend, Juma. Mm. I'm going to do Juma, standing on a promise, and the president of Mosque insisted that I speak on Savior's Day. And I told him, I said, look, we were talking in form. I said, you know, this is 40 years of the man's leadership. Man, 40 years since the Quran came into America, and look what it did. It remade the world. 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it was impossible for anybody of any type of African descent to be the president, not even United States Senator. But today in South Carolina, there's a native African American that is the United States Senator. We have an African man, the president of the United States. Very soon, they're going to come to the slave quarters, and one of us, one of Imam Muhammad's community members, is going to be the president of the United States. We're going to rule this country, not because we're going to take it over physically. It's because we're going to take over our minds. We're going to take over our own economy. And I told the people, the reason we're having so much trouble in this community, I was in trouble, irritations, is 80% of the leaders in this community are also by their payroll. So they know if we had 2.5 million of us that bought a pair of socks from each other. If you bought two pair of socks, that's $5 million. That's $250 million out of the pockets of the economy. So imagine that. So imagine when we start getting hundreds of thousands of merchants, that's even they working out of our home, working out of our car, selling socks, selling shoes. But overnight, we'll have $100 billion of mass. We'll be buying up the rest. We go back and say, man, I just heard that the Muslims bought $200 million worth of property in Harlem. They just bought their style back. They put the LDS, they don't need the police over there no more. They told the police to back off because they got an armed patrol for it. In fact, today they ain't even never have to use their arms. Why do they have to use their arms? Because they got their arms, A-R-M, and they're giving people teachings. And so we know how to talk to a young brother. I told a person, I don't have to shoot a clip. I can convert a clip. I don't have to shoot a blood. I can convert a blood. I can convert a disciple, a gangster disciple. How do I know I can do it? I see them sitting on the floor right now. All y'all in here, most of you in here, ex-something. We just have to go to work.
You're saying it's time for work, that we have a...
Time for work, Imam Muhammad gave us an assignment. We don't need no more sciences. We got the message. We got a perfect message. Now, we don't have to look nowhere for the message. All we got to do is look for mobilization, which will bring about money, which will bring about a movement, the four M's. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to get to work. We need to get people here. We want to make this the biggest Savior's Day since Imam Muhammad. We should try to at least get 1,000 people at Savior's Day. But we're really going to work for the convention. So the convention of this year, we're going to work to get 25,000 people. And I told the president of Moscow, I'm going to put an award out for the person that brings the register the most people, person that signs the most people airplane. We're going to give incentives for them. And then we're going to ask people to donate, volunteers, Christians, Muslims, and Jews, and anybody else to donate to get these pioneers a free seat and a hotel. And some of the youth from our neighborhoods. We want to bring them there with a chaperone. We'd like to bring 5,000 Keishas, 5,000 Ray Rays, 5,000, let them see what an environment to be at our convention. Let's bring the future doctors. Let's bring the future presidents. Let's bring the future, the best. Let's first get the best people in our community. Don't bring no kids with no trouble because we don't want them not have to sit out the knuckleheads upside their head. We got a top-notch security force. But we want to bring the good young people and just let them experience for 3 days what it's like to be out in the environment. I hope outside of the Moss Cares Convention that we have Saturday night, those who don't want to go to the banquet, or Friday night, those who don't want to go to the culture show, we may have a 10-2 dance, and we're going to have the cleanest dance. You ain't going to be allowed to get on the floor and wiggle your behind or show your anatomy, your private parts off, and beckon somebody to sex. We'll come up with new dances, the sweep, the co-op. We'll come up with some new dances, man. Dances that make people get up and work and produce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Should I get to my next question? I have, I'll get to the speech. I want to get into some of the subject matter. I hear you made, I wanted two clarities, of powerful points were made. I know you made 7 years since we, Imam Muhammad, we're still in the guidance and the leadership of really giving him a good future. But since he passed, passing of our leader, our great leader, Imam W.D. Muhammad, could you tell me a little bit like where we at right now? Of course, we talk about it, but I think that this is important that the public understands that part. And then I'm going to come back with the next question, if you could probably pause for a second. And the next question will be more centered around, I definitely heard you mention Rick Ross, and I had something to add to something I heard the real Rick Ross talk about, and I want you to emerge on that with 2 Chainz, because I know you made a mention of him coming to our latest facility in Atlanta.
And I, you know, pause for that question, and we just, I want to really just you to answer the question of where are we at now, and what did you reference in the 7 years of since the president of Mosque is?
Yeah, we have had every kind of conference, this type of conference, Forward Life Conference, the Mali Conference. They really want to call themselves conventions, National Muslim Business Council. But these are national gatherings, the time to be grateful dinner. All of these efforts are really disguised efforts to break the community spirit, to divide the community, to confuse the people, to pull them away from the center, which is Imam Muhammad's ministry that he set up, that Mosque cares. Every kind of Ramadan session, Ramadan seminars, is just an attempt to steal the people's support. The National Shura Conference, another thieving effort. Hey, if you sincere, come and see us a group. You wouldn't pull away the puppets and let the smaller group draw on to the larger group. So all of these efforts, that after all these 7 years of efforts of trying to bite at the elephant, they have not been able to irritate us. Not one of the messages in the country has really made it a concerted effort to bring people to the convention. Not one. I know that to be a fact. I know some that made a half-hearted effort, but those were independent efforts. That's
now,
the more.
I want to ask you as a journalist, not to cut you off, Imam, but stay on that point. But I noticed in the Muslim Journal, there was a blog radio, and I'm just asking, I've got a lot of interviews. I have a lot of people who ask me about this, and because you just talked about efforts, and I want you to stay on that point. But I wanted to say, I noticed that you took your own, you got your own ad on blog radio, but I noticed there was a blog radio ad highlighting the different blog radio talk show hosts in the community. And just as a I guess on the interview, because so many people have asked me this, your position on it. I know your position privately, but I think do you think that was a coincidence, and do you think
absolutely not? Nothing the Muslim Journal does is a coincidence. I know the lady Aisha K. Mustafa. She's a dear friend of mine. She's not a friend of our work. She's not a friend of really Imam Muhammad's community. I didn't say it, Imam Muhammad. Until she proves otherwise, she can repent and start doing differently. I was at the time they grade for dinner, and she slighted Imam Muhammad's ministry. She didn't even invite President Wahidin Muhammad to speak. Now, that's a stretch. If you respected Imam Muhammad, you wouldn't do that. But she doesn't. But I got a strategy for her. And I'm calling for call-outs. First of all, I'm going to every city in this country, along with you and others, and I've already announced that at the broadcast, at the first Sunday, that I'm going to every message that I plan to go out. Major cities, not only for the people that don't go to the message, I plan to go downtown Atlanta, downtown Orlando, downtown, and in the neighborhoods of all these cities. We're going to get a 10-city tour before the convention. We're going to take our program on the air. We're going to reach over these leaders' heads. I'm going to be fair to them. Two things we're going to do. We're going to reach over their heads, and we're going to bring the people to the convention ourselves. I'm taking on that responsibility. You know, Malcolm Rowe was the national spokesman. I don't need an appointment. I'm assuming the role of community mobilizer. I'm asking men to volunteer with me to go to the messages in these cities, every one of these major cities, where they claim to be one of us. We're going to send delegations from our ministry.
That's right.
And if we get, and I'm going to ask some of you all to work with me to represent me on the convention call-in. Call me privately. I'm going to appoint you to represent me because I'm busy. I don't have all the time to be at these meetings. But I need your help. And we're going to go to all these cities on the committee, and we're going to ask people from all these major cities to come, and we're going to pass out flyers in front of them. We're going to go to Times Square. We're going to go to Jamaica Center. We're going to go to downtown Newark, downtown Philadelphia, to the malls in Philadelphia, every city where our people are, Buckhead in Atlanta. Do y'all know? I know these cities now. Vine City, Boston,
yes,
Annabelle Street, St. Louis, Missouri. We, every major city, Houston, Texas, we're looking to come to those cities. When the National Muslim Business Convention is, we want to be in the city already. We want to find a college there to speak. We got a strategy to get around these people. And I'm going to give them a chance in September. I know they're going to bring nobody. I know the people are going to come independently of them. But if they don't do that, I'm not threatening them. I'm going to start a seminar, an imam's class on conference call. And I'm going to teach imams under 40 years old how to teach the way I teach. And the way I teach is the way I got it from Imam, but my own special flavor. But content, there's a lot of material in Imam Muhammad. If you don't know how to present it, you'll get lost. You know, it's the Imam's teaching is like an ocean. And if you don't know how to navigate it, I'm telling you something. We took the book, The Story of Joseph. So, and answering your question shortly, I'm not surprised they don't give me any attention. They're not going to give me any attention. They don't want. They will hope I would drop dead. One of them said, wrote me a letter and said, maybe you should stop now that you got cancer. Well, hey, man, I do have cancer, but tell you what, I'm working even harder, much smarter. And I'm smart enough not to be tied up by fools. You were asking another question about Mr.
I want to get to it, but you just brought up a question that is right in the line of going into 2 Chainz. Do you think that the imams from the community, most of them, this is a strategic attempt by, because I've noticed I haven't seen the Savior's Day, I don't see that language in a lot of them. I know you say this is an attempt, you know, to definitely not in light with the Imam Muhammad's leadership, but do you also think that there may be a small percent that just doesn't know how to approach the public? And do you think that this is a time for us to approach the public? Do you think this is a time for us to really deal with some of the issues?
Let me take the first thing. All of the big leaders have been taught by Imam personally. I know them. The smaller leaders, I give them some degree of mercy. But I don't really give them a lot because they had the same opportunities I did to everybody else. They should have come to the Ramadan session. They should have been in private meetings with Imam Muhammad. I said they don't care. They think that this message, they're more interested in listening to some mufti. 80% of them are agents, I'm going to tell you. Some are Christians. This is what Imam Muhammad said. Some are Christians. Some are agents, but most are agents. And the rest of them that ain't agents, atheists or Christians, are being sent by the Muslim world. And the Muslim world does not want us to have an independent mind. And so they would rather teach the people on some fiqh. They would rather talk about what Ibn Tamir said, but Ibn Kathir said, Ibn somebody said. And as a result of that fact, they are not prepared to teach our people because they don't have no love for our people. The prophet said, none of you will enter paradise if you have faith, and none of you will have faith if you love one another. I told the people yesterday, the prophet was turned off to religion. There were Christians and Jews in his time. And he was searching for a way for his people. He was building. Oh, I gave him the Quran. These leaders don't care nothing about our people. Every city in this country, the African Americans all around them. I just went to a very beautiful facility here on the East Coast. Brand new almost. Former church, former synagogue. But I bet the imam there has never gone out into that neighborhood and greeted those people. Now, where I live, my neighborhood, everybody in this town know me. Why is that? Well, I'm different than them because I'm following what the prophet said, what Imam Muhammad said. Imam Muhammad knew everybody in his neighborhood. His home was a school. So what the hell, what are they doing? Nothing. Why haven't they going out and knocked on the doors and shook hands with the people? Why haven't they going out to the public school and said, look, I'm Imam so-and-so. I'm over at the mosque here. You know, that's like, that means reverend or preacher. And I just want to say hi to you. What's up? I'm not going, assalamu alaikum, wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, kafahai, all that crazy stuff. No, just say, but I'm the brother. I'm over the mosque here. I'm from the committee. What, anything I can do for you, let me know. They have not done that. I know them. They haven't done it. And I know most of them won't do it. And since they won't do it, we're going to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. More and more people are coming alive to me. That's why I want this question. Because a lot of youth are becoming alert. A lot of youth, a brother I want to keep anonymous, said, he asked me. That's why I went, he said, get this to Imam Alfred. Because he said, you know, I want to know why, since the Imam has passed, I don't see the leadership. He said, I see the people trying to grow and saying they want to return to prevention. They want to return to save the day. But they say, is it a tent from the leaders? I think it's we need to be clear that in this time, this is not a town. This is the call of day of religion, departing. This is no more just a middle ground, even in finance. There's no more time of being just
a middle
ground.
Let me read you something from Aisha K. Mustafa. Well, assalamu alaikum. I got a message today that there was concern expressed on First Sunday on Muslim Journal by printing certain articles regarding activities of the mosque and Brother W. Dean Muhammad II. Please note, if an article comes from the mosque care, for print, we certainly will accommodate publishing. However, when constant contact and social media announcements go out with the people, I do not consider those submissions for print, nor can we print all social media promo. If there's an article and photo that will be printed in the Muslim Journal, please submit them in an article form, Word file, and photos and JP attachment, and email to MuslimJournal@comcast.net. If regarding the mosque and any of his activity, please send them to the mosque first with our approval before sending them to Muslim Journal. So we shook them up yesterday. I told them, I ain't getting nothing from Muslim Journal. Yeah. So we will send their articles. I sent them to mosque heads. We'll have a story done on what we did on the first Sunday with photos. And we negotiated. I told them, I ain't going to throw it away. Well, but we're going to buy a pick. But it's time for these believers to stop talking now. You all should be by now lining up and saying, buddy man, what do you want me to do? I'll tell you what to do. I told you, let's get papers and go out on the street. Let's get, don't tell me about it. We can go out on the internet. Hell with the internet. That's down there. Let's go person to person. Let's get a case of the story of Joseph. And go to every neighborhood we are and sell those. Don't give them away. We need to take one of Imam Muhammad's tapes and give them a kit, a packet. Seal it up with one of his DVDs or CDs. $21 special. We'll work out with WDM Publishing. Let's go to work. That's how we defeat our enemies. Yes, I did say, Sister Aisha, I know you probably are listening. Just know for a certain I love you, and I'm here to correct anything that's done wrongly, and we all going to make sure articles do go into the Muslim Journal frequently.
Yes, sir. That's a good question. That's a good answer. Now, my thing, it wasn't really so much about that portray of the Muslim Journal piece, which is key, but it was in a sense of the direction, the voice in terms of our people's the position. I'm meeting more and more people that don't really know our community, and it shocks me. The legacy, you know, young people coming out in Ferguson and these issues. And I was revisiting with a man, spoke to the youth. He told us that he wished that there was a group that was like Malcolm for him. He said it didn't have to be a person no more either. It could be a group, like energy. And he said that, you know, Malcolm, he broke down what Malcolm's greatest gifts were. But I was thinking about in times like we have now where we know that these cruel things are going on and it's much more than Ferguson. We just got a report of a new incident. It's even on the weekend.
I wanted to understand, do you think that we have a role, we have a greater role and I think you made mention of you do think that we dropped the ball, most of the people don't know. And of course I know this is observing a lot of imams. Are you aware of this situation? Are you aware of this deteriorated situation with most imams? And I say that too to say
I got to charge the people too. Because the people who heard Imam Muhammad are like Jonah that went to sleep on the cargo. We're leaning on our tapes. We're leaning on our CDs. We're leaning on our DVDs. We're going to sleep. And we haven't gone out. Most of our neighbors don't even know who we are. I've been with some of us. We failed to even tell the people that we are from Imam Muhammad's community. We ain't like we became Muslims by osmosis. Nobody taught us. Allah's not going to be happy. He's not happy with us. And I'm using the term happy as though Allah's happy. But Allah's pleased with that person when he sends a leader into the world. You don't even tell the people where you get it from. So we should be ashamed of ourselves collectively. We should be ashamed of ourselves for tolerating these leaders that don't support it. If they don't do it, damn it, we should do it. Yeah, we don't have to have one person, but there should be a committee. Now, I'm asking us to join delegations. Let's leave. Let's meet. We can meet at McDonald's. We can meet at Starbucks and then go out in the neighborhood with tapes and teams and speak. And that's what religion means a lot of about. We want to organize those people. We want to have organized efforts. We can get 500 people to start going on these streets. You brothers are on the West Coast. Y'all can get started doing that now. It's warm out there. You people in Florida, Georgia, y'all should be on the streets now. But you also should take instructions from somebody that know what they're doing. And I'm telling you, I'm one of the best propagators there is in this country. God forced me to support my family to have to become a salesman. So you have to know what to present so you don't overflow flood the people with information. But we got articles about Imam. We got books. We got tapes. I'm going to tell you something. If y'all read and study the story of Joseph, and went out on the street, we could sell 100 million of copies. Don't ask for Amazon. Don't ask them to do what you should be doing. You should be your own Amazon. I don't even like that term, Amazon, anyway. Well, hell, we can build something to compete with Amazon. I don't like to use other people's tools. Let's build our own. We can have our own distribution system. And you can start with the story of Joseph. Next thing is your brother, you need security. You may be running into a man and say, yeah, I did need somebody to do security for the company I'm with. Well, we got an LDS. Oh, brother, let me tell you what else we got besides this book. I know a brother sells water. I can get that delivered to you. I know another brother that sells detergent. And overnight, we will have a multi-billion dollar business blowed up by next year. That's the stuff I'm talking about. I ain't talking no lightweight stuff. But you got to be a big thinker. You can't be small. You can't be envious and jealous. And you can't, damn sure, can't be lazy.
Interesting. And the last, you referenced 2 Chainz. We all know that he came into the gym during your speech. You referenced him, correct?
Yes sir.
I would like to know how you referenced him, and also, you know, just any thoughts in terms of the, you know.
I've been speaking to our brother. We first consider him a brother. Brother, I don't call him by his stage name, but he's Mr. 2 Chainz, because that's making fun of him and other people. Satan has given him that name, 2 Chainz. They're going to chain our legs. They're going to chain our mind. They're going to change our heart. They're going to change our action. They're going to change our thought. It's a play upon God saying he created everything in pairs. So what they're saying, they're going to chain that up so we can't operate his power. But Satan will be the power speaking through him. So to my dear brother and dear friend and great artist, Brother Tawheed Epps would mean the oneness of God and the one systemic system. I would say that when he gets out of his contract, let us come and talk with him. and let us create a new musical form and use his artistry for the glory of God. Now, I know once I brought attention to him, I knew that Satan would begin to pressure him. They pressured poor Brother Shepherd. I won't call him Rick Ross, because that's not his name. That's a gangster name he stole. Just like 50 Cent stole a gangster's name out of Brooklyn. Or probably Satan gave it to him. So my thing with these brothers, don't let others misuse you, because you might end up like Bill Cosby. What happened to Bill Cosby when he started speaking up and he broke the agreement with them? Now they're bringing everybody out of the closet, all the bones falling out, heads falling one place, arms falling another place, because he broke the contract. What was the contract? Just be an entertainer. Don't talk about social issues that block our scheme. What is our scheme? To fool black people, to tie them up, to tie the American society down, to destroy them. So, see, that's why I never made no agreement with them. Because then they can come back. I'm not your boy anyways. Whatever you say about me, hey, you're probably telling the truth. You're just going to have to publicize me. Hey, you know a few things on me? I know everything about you. So you can't extort me. You can't blackmail me. You can't embarrass me. But I'm telling you everything I did. I told people I'm not a saint. I'm an ain't. By being an ain't, I'm not going to stop doing the work. So that's the difference. I feel sorry for these brothers. They get these big contracts. When they get tired of Nicki Minaj, they're going to throw it to the curb. Where's Big Daddy Kane at? Where is Missy Elliott? Gone. So they'll bring somebody else, you know? But let's build our own cultural institutions. Let's build our own record companies. Let's build our own cultural centers. And our people won't have to be manipulated and put on a string or have a chain around our mind and a chain around our spirit. God bless 2 Chainz to take the chains off them. Imam Muhammad has come to take the chains off the black man.
That's amazing. And so that's important of our conventions also, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why we should have the conventions. We really should mix the convention up. And to have our own cult level, we should also invite, let the convention be a convention of black folks. We want to make this convention not for us. We can bring some of the artists in. We can bring them in and clean them up. And can actually get 10, 15. We build this convention. I'd like to see this year, first, around the country, an audition for the best musicians, the best rappers, the best vocalists in region, and let any African-American participate in it. And we give them an award, and we give them, let them come to our convention, and let them come to the UNI conference, and we can promote them ourselves. They're our own record company. You know, the brother who produces the best film. Show your films at our convention. That's what we need to do.
Amazing, amazing information. Well, we coming up on the 8 o'clock hour. You wanted any closing remarks, or you know, because
I think I've said it all. I think I've said that all I want to say to our audience, may Allah bless them.
Hey, man, I had a question, brother man.
Yes, sir.
Dealing with the young people and especially African American males and everything that's going on with the police and the rioting and the protesting and the profiling and all that stuff and Secretary General Eric Holder.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they said he's resigning or he resigned. They're waiting for his replacement, but he still issued some. Concerns on the issue. Can you just give us a synopsis of what's going on with that?
Yes, sir. I addressed that Sunday somewhat, but by saying that what we need to do as a people is to first reform. I said, but I also want to tell the people that the punishment against African Americans is we failed to support Imam Muhammad's blight arrest and pioneer patrol. We should have patrolled and cleaned our own neighborhoods up. We wouldn't have to have police in our neighborhood. That's number one. We would have corrected our own people with the New Earth team that the Imam had. We had an organization format called Crucial, which was committed to reconstruct unified community involvement leadership. That's number two. And a CPC program would have put people to work. Therefore, our brother wouldn't have to go out and stole something and all of the smoke cigarettes. These are facts. I'm not here to put him down. These are facts. I've done things I'm not proud of. Now, in reference to our Attorney General is doing all what he can in his power to see that justice is done. His successor, Ms. Loretta Lynch, is a very fine prosecutor, been a U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. I know of her, have met her, and she's a phenomenal woman. We should pray that she's confirmed. And I pray that justice is done. But guess what? If we had a committee in every neighborhood that Imam Muhammad established in the community called a fairness committee, we should see that fairness done. Fairness shouldn't be a one-year affair. It should be an annual, daily affair. You know, we could monitor police, but we should also monitor our people. Also, I'd like to say one thing that before I go. Ask y'all again to join me in this Urban Peace Initiative. Let's go to all these neighborhoods and initiate peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our home, stop our people from fighting and hurting each other, reconcile our people, and we won't have to hear from old nasty Mayor Rudy Giuliani spanking our intellectuals such as Mike Eric Dyson. He spanked him, told him the white policemen have to protect the black policemen, the black people from the black murderers. Well, I had some charged words. If y'all listen to the first Sunday address, you'll find that I gave charged words for Mayor Giuliani, but I also had some charged words for Michael Eric Dyson. I would have said to Mayor Giuliani, yes, Mr. Giuliani, Mr. Mayor, I wouldn't call him out of his name, if we could keep certain ethnic groups out of our neighborhood from selling drugs, selling guns, extorting and doing loan shopping, we also can clean up Ray Ray and Keisha, because much of what Ray Ray and Keisha are doing is a direct result of that. And number two, every time we start cleaning our neighbors up, we suddenly find investigations of us who clean them up. So, Mr. Mayor, you all, the Italians, evolved and clean yourself up. We will evolve and clean ourselves up. I ain't taking nothing from no white supremacists. I'm not taking anything from the short, but I ain't taking nothing from black supremacists either. That's going to allow themselves to sit on their behind and be lazy and wait for dirty white man to come and solve that problem and get up and do for themselves, not ask the white man to do for them what they can do for themselves. Let's clean our own damn neighborhoods up.
Yes. I mean, we have a packed house today. Packed house from Block Talk Radio with Imam Alfred Muhammad. This is Religion Means Alive. We joining us. We have a great discussion today. He's fresh out of from the Chicago First Sunday. But also, brother on the line that you hear a voice, it is you, as my guest host also, Imam Mujahideen Muhammad. And Amen, Alfred, do you want to conclude? We have a packed audience. You want me to try to get some questions? Or you
well, it's
like
up to you, because I'm available, but I want you, I know you got something hot to drop, unless you want to go. Why don't we take a few minutes, with your permission? If I put people in charge, I want them to be in charge. And unless you want to go, I know you got something to say to the audience. So if people do have questions, let's take three questions, and let's turn it over to you and Brother Imam, so y'all can drop some science on us, and you might.
Well, man, you
dropped
it today, man. You got me motivated. Oh, I got the hammer in my hand, man, and nails.
You may be spitting lyrics out of it, and I'm prepared to receive it.
Between you, the first election, which was. That was just the appetizer, the Tupac Shakur, Keep Your Head Up. You gave us really the meat.
You know, we really between those two. I'm not the kind of person that just over talks for the sake of talking.
You mean like some people that over talk, and as James Brown said, they saying loud and talk and saying nothing.
I got you. Now let's see, maybe some of our callers will want to say a few comments or questions, or maybe some are just calling. If you don't have anything to say, you could just remain silent. That's fine. I'll keep the line moving. Let's go to the caller right now. We have a caller coming out of 973 area code 420. I'll just keep. I don't want to give you a whole number. Do you have anything to say or a question? If not, you can remain silent. Yes, sir.
Assalamu
alaikum to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm enjoying the program, and I enjoy Imam Alfred's lecture yesterday in Chicago. But I'm calling in reference to the comment that was made about the brother's name was 2 Chainz. You know, see, I was told that he's an alumni of W.D. Muhammad High School. And what the administration did there at the school, I think it was very degrading to what W.D. Muhammad High School and Clara Muhammad, well, the Muhammad Educational Institution stands for, because they allow him to come in there to shoot a video with, you know, half-naked women, you know, dancing on, you know, on the you know, the what you call the stuff in the middle of the floor in the gymnasium.
Yeah, the middle with the imam name is on the center of the floor. WD is initials, the 3 initials.
Yeah. They allow, you know, they allow that to happen. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't blame 2 Chainz. I blame the administration of the school system. You understand what I'm saying? To allow that to even take place in the school, you know, it was totally disrespectful to the school. And this is how the shaitan uses people, weak people, to come in and destroy what we're trying to build and establish. And this stuff, you know, it took place right in front of our children. You understand what I'm saying? So what kind of message is this sending to the minds of our children in the school system? You know, so, you know, we should really protest that, you know.
Yes, sir. And I have to give it out to our brother. That was a great. You know, one thing I wanted to add to that, the name of the song is called Mama Ain't Proud. And I think we should understand that song, or the school system for us. We know society represents the woman. But we also know Clara Muhammad School, even though it's the Muhammad school system, that the Clara Muhammad School is a figure that most of the public takes. So when they say Mama Ain't Proud, You should just do the use out of knowledge on that. Second thing, we have a brother named Amir Muhammad. He's visited the show. He's a very good brother from Atlanta. He's was a vocal. When I say vocally, he was one of the main, I think, people that brought this issue to the public. And he's been on it. He's been on the ball, protesting and bringing it to the first. One of the major signs, major things that was wrong with it. I think there was too many excuses from the administration about the situation. Aisha K. Mustafa, the Muslim Journal, had written online about it, and I thought it was a little passive to forgive the brother. But I would say that the brother, Amir Muhammad, is a filmmaker and a musician, and he came the next day. He shot it. They finally agreed to put his video out, which he's basically going to put down the myth, you know, of that we can't have enjoyable music without taking our clothes off. And I think it's an interesting, my sister was at the video shoot, but it was a successful video shoot, but what was so shocking to me is that so many members who defended 2 Chainz from the so-called among the community didn't make it to his video shoot. So I just would say that we should, like, when we have something, like, we have our events, like, I think it's important to support our own, and that's why I want to email Alfred to kind of talk more about what are some of the problems, because a lot of the young people in these areas been actually asking me, what do these things mean to see adults behave like that? So you're right, brother. We have to put the pressure. Amir told me that. He said, I have a child in that school. That doesn't mean he wants to destroy the school. That doesn't mean. And often many people who were reacting a certain way, I think some of the guys, some of the people who didn't necessarily agree to it took on a passive attitude. And I think that you're right. We can't let that slide. And he said, no, I have my child in school. I'm supporting the school, but I'm not going to let that slide as a small issue. When we give our children, anybody you give your child to, you definitely have a commitment to honor that child. Whether it's me, it's your friend. You know, I have if you let me borrow, you know, I'm watching your children in the daycare, I have a commitment to make sure the wrong ideas don't go to your child's head or something that you wouldn't promote in your home. And we have the ideas Muslims, so I definitely thank you for that call, my brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
We're gonna get it all on. That was a great call. I want to get a few more callers in here, and I appreciate our brother for that call. Wow, that is. And I hope, I just want to say to echo it to everyone listening on New Africa Monday that, you know, we don't, this is not all about, this is not really, none of it is about show business, showmanship. So what that brother was saying is we have to start, if we don't see it on CNN, or some of these shows, you know, we can't just make these issues are very important issues. These are not small issues, and we should also have enough heart to stand up. Like Iman Alfred is saying, is to stand up for building out. Like the Iman gave us the initiative by the Apollo. I was talking to the Sabri brothers, great talented young brothers. But I told the brothers the other day, I said, hey, we talking this New Africa thing, and we talking about the music or what the music. The Iman gave you direct orders. With myself, gave you direct orders to go and get the Apollo Theater. So how many times are we going to over-talk or over-scoop? We have to come with an economic system that's better than royalties. I'm developing it. I'm talking to Mosquez. Some of the things I'm just going to be giving updates. But we got to all come into a new understanding of Islam. Islam is mathematics also. We should understand if we don't believe in usury or charging 13% interest or 15% interest, then we can come up with our own better computer system the way we pay each other. And we have to think about this during ticket sales. And I'm just showing an example of how we have to have the same amount of effort to stand and construct our life. So a brother like 2 Chainz will be looking at our example, and it's going to happen. It's happening right now as we speak. But, you know, I thank the brother. I just want to shout one of the brothers out, Amir Muhammad. Keep up the good work, but it should be much more. I would definitely love to see a lot of more sisters, you know, the sacredness, and that shows me something that we really have sisters like my mother, sisters that we know around, but they have a great job, great roles to do, because we have to really come together now and start educating each other. Thank you. We have a call at 718-514-0635. Your religion means alive. You can give a question, statement, or hold your peace. 718-514-0635. Thank you for your time on Religion Means Alive. Thank you for watching listening to the show. We appreciate you. We have, straight off the press, we have 404-909-9387 calling from Atlanta.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Good,
yeah.
Brother.
My name is Brother Salim
Muhammad. Oh, hey, Brother
Salim
Muhammad. How you doing today? Doing good, brother.
Enjoying the program, and, you know, thanks be to Allah that life is still in our community, and I appreciate the work that Imam Alfred is doing, that you're doing, brother, and it's greatly needed.
Wow. See, it's words like that, that make my day. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. I told a brother the other day I was doing something, and I said that the prophet talked about charity, and one of the things he said about charity, he said a smile could be charity. So it's the brothers like that, the sisters that make, you know, that just encourage us to keep going on. I really appreciate it, because we do need to be a mirror for each other. I remember the Imam said in the book that we –
better mirrors than the mirror in the mirror, you know, that you look at. It's a dead reflection. My brother that just called and others, y'all are my reflection. So if we're in tune, I feel great. If anything that is out of line, it doesn't make me feel as good. It doesn't make me feel as great to have that. But I also appreciate that also. If you see anything out of line, to let us know. But we are every day working hard and diligently to increase the truth, increase the knowledge, increase the wisdom, increase the all the things we were taught, and giving that, feeding that like a mother feeds a child to the public, and not being over, not dominating, not being just conquered. One of the things Eman Alpha said that was key when we were on our trip to Ferguson, he said, we want to just listen to the people. You know, we know the solution. We know what we have, but some of our people, they need better than psychology. I mean, sociology. My sister said she's announced she's going in the field of psychology because of her ability, and I told her she always had an innate ability in social, listening to family members, and she was doing fashion. She liked fashion, this and that. I said, well, your gift is truly to listen to people. And a lot of our people have problems. We say that we haven't dealt with the slavery symptoms. We're not still living in slavery in many senses of the physical labor, but we have a lot of symptoms. And one of the symptoms is a lot of our youth and a lot of our men and women don't get a chance to express themselves and have a confidence in a leader or a leadership that allows them to not play them the flute. You know, not just, you know, let them go on for hours and hours, but to comfort each other. And I just want to say that we have to listen to everybody on the show. As many, you all are great members. So listen to your neighbor. Just listen to the people and help assist this need in our people. Because a lot of our young boys, I'm listening now more and more. I got about 10 young brothers that roll with me that didn't have their fathers. And more and more I'm listening to them. I see that they have a condition where they never really express themselves truthfully. You know, many of our young men, they think that if they say their true feelings or, you know, they have their concerns, they'd be looked at as a chump. The society has made, look how the society has done. It's made our men to be so hard on TV. And the same things of what they've designed on our men is how what's being penalized in this moment. Our men are the thugs, our men are the gangsters, but they introduced the Humphrey Bogarts to us, the gangsters, the Scarface, 1920s. But we still carrying a scapegoat of that culture. And a lot of our young men in our nature, we have to show them that human nature. And I have to say that listening is key. So I think what Eman Alpha was saying the other day, I know the Quran says that this is a prophet that's all ear. That was so great when reading that verse in the Quran, that the prophet was such a great listener. And many some got frustrated with that. But let's go to down the line. We're almost finishing up. We have some more great calls. And I thank you again, my brother, for listening. Much needed. Much needed. Let's go to, I have a 718 caller. I have to say 718. 718, 514. Your religion means alive. Want to make a statement, a question? Hold your peace. Okay, you hold your peace. Appreciate it. All right, we have 407-300. 407, that's a unique area code. You want to listen? Question? Statement? Or hold your peace? Okay, hold your peace. All right, well, that's it today. I want to have a few closing remarks. First, get back to Mujahideen Muhammad. Are you there, my brother? Eman Mujahideen Muhammad?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you, Salam. Yes. Oh, Eman Alfred, are you there, my brother? He might be dealing with something real fast in the studio. Hold on 1 minute. All right, Eman Mujahideen Muhammad, do you want to call
here? I'm still here.
Okay.
Well, y'all want to close anything? I have one last statement, and then we're out. I mean, the show went beautiful. I think that this show definitely, I see so many people on. I can't get to everybody, and I apologize. But I thank you went over some great points.
to keep this work up and keep doing it. And I see, and I just wanted to tell you, Imam Alfred, we see you out there, brother, along with others. You're making great progress.
You know, I just want to invite everybody. I mean, you don't cost nothing but a couple hundred dollars if you get your tickets now to come to Savior's Day. We should celebrate 40 years of Imam Muhammad's leadership. This is a big day. I'm going to be doing Juma that Friday. I'm going to speak that Saturday. We're going to have a program that Sunday. Let's come out to the Savior's Day. People in Atlanta, people, and get some carpools. Come on out. You ain't got to walk but a few blocks from the Marriott Midway Hotel. I'm sure we're going to have buses available to bring you to Mosque Care building. That's a blessed building. That's the building Imam Muhammad walked in. Did his work. That was his national headquarters. The Wilson Quarterly interviewed him in that building. Actually, we should be buying all that property up around there and expand it and having our own hotel. And I'm sure the president of Mosque Care would do that if we show more support. So let's go to work. That's all I got to say. Let's go to work.
Beautiful. Beautiful reminder. Let's remind, let's work, and what I'm going to close out the show on, Imam Mujahideen, Muhammad, did you have anything to say?
Okay. Yeah, just, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Got the family in the background, you know, so you got to remember your obligations, man, because, you know, sometimes we get caught up and excited. There's a lot of opportunity out here, dear young brothers and sisters. But don't forget the room that bore you. Don't forget your family that you're bearing, and our community awaits. Let's get it.
Let's go. I'd like to say today, thank you, Imam Alfred, for the beautiful interview. I want to continue it. I want you to, inshallah, I know you're here, you're working, all praise due to God. I want you to get you on New Africa Monday, but I wanted to stick to part two of stick to your own. This is a concept I've been trying to get on New Africa Monday. I want most of us to understand that I believe that what we're having in this leadership right now, what's going on in America right now, is the fact that these problems are the African American leadership's baby. These problems. I mean, if you notice the language of Fergus' son and baby is a product. Now, I'm not saying that the word had to be, you know, no, Allah gives us signs. And one of the signs is the African-American leadership believe that they couldn't produce anything but babies. So what they have been able to do in the last few years is they give us everything black. We got black entertainment television, black hair magazine, black this, black that. Like this. So I want to give a reminder that though we produce these products many times did not signal material growth, did not really signal a relationship in the land with the manufacturer, the earth itself, the creation itself. And one of the things Imam Muhammad did and his father, he said this is what he turned us off since he's been our leader, was to go and get a piece and a share of the creation, to understand God's creation. And not just the sense of God, sending God's creation and staying at a word for 5 hours or 10 hours, but to really engage back into the creative process. Now, the creation process. Now, what I mean, too, in the same thing the man talked to us in Brooklyn, he said that I'm talking to my fruit. Can you go and get your properties? He said the main reason why our sisters are not impressed with us is because we have had too many shortcomings. We have had too many things that we're not in control of, we're not responsible for, and we have seen it. So, and another thing is, he said, if there was ever a time for us to stay together and control our own, is now. He said most white folks, many of them have repented. But do that mean that they want you really to come into their neighborhood and have a big old sign, come here, live next to me? No. And he said we should know that that's really the majority of the people are.
And so we, he said, if there was ever a time to support ourselves, is the time now. So I'm going to remind us that we should be sticking to ourselves. And what I mean by sticking to ourselves, do I mean that we become an island where we don't go anything, go nowhere, stay on the corner of Harlem, stay on the corner of Detroit? No, that's not what I mean. Do not be ignorant. Do not be dumb. Do not be like some of the religious leaders who got to meet and stood nowhere beside them in the church or stood nowhere beside them in the masjid. Bring this like the prophet was given, instructed to, now the time for rest has ended. Leave the mountain. Now it's time to go on the journey, and I want to remind us during this ascension that we have to remind the people that this is our history. Whether you're a Shiite, Sunni, or whatever, this is our history. So Muhammad Ali, if you see that Muhammad Ali's history, that's the, most of our people, they still see Muhammad Ali as a sign of that human spirit, that excellent, that almost like a, I think they said he's bigger than Superman, the real Superman, knockout Superman. So a brother I was talking as a Muslim said, you know, I got to admit that those are great leaders that had come from the community. So I want you to just share that with the people, that this is their history, to stick to their self in this time. Stick to their self. Allah has lifted us up. He has used ourselves. He has used that cruel criticism that we have given. He has used the way we have been subjected to be almost abnormal, and he has used that. And like Imam Alfred said, let's follow that up with muscles. Let's take away what they gave us as pimps, sitting all day as talking and talking a good one, speaking a good one, being able to call with words, being able to be good speakers and eloquent speakers, and hiding behind degrees, hiding behind PhDs, hiding behind, you know, a little bit of finance. This is not about finance for me. I've sent on some money. I know a few brothers sent on a few money. But money, if a money is not producing an engine, the brothers called it capital. You know, most of us don't even, not a truly even in capital production, capitalism. The rappers even. Most musicians are not even in capital production. And one the brother asked me the other day, he said, Ismaya, how do you think, why do you think that we're not getting respect in the world? He broke down Jay-Z. He broke down Jay-Z for a minute. And I said, well, let me tell you this. As much as Jay-Z and Beyonce is in a relationship, he still got to get his check, his produced, from another man. And I'm not here to downplay him, but the man, you gotta jump in your car that you're bragging about, which worth more than life itself, and it's Mr. Bentley, is on your car. So we saw that a long time ago, and the Muslim Journal had put it out, the New Africa symbol, and we had our own car. I believe they call it the Mahdi car. We even playing with the name to rename something. So I say to our kids that give your children the ability to make drawings and play with names, and let us be the men and the muscles that get those drawings done, get those drawings accomplished. And that's why I say we don't have respect, because when our woman, or Beyonce, or whatever, don't have to be Beyonce, she sees us dancing for a check, who she thinks really is the boss? So who does she think is really producing our life? So this is something to think of on New Africa Monday, to still remember to love yourself, not in a superficial, calling yourself a king or queen in the mirror. That's not going to make you love yourself. Wearing a dashiki cloth is not going to make you love yourself. Wearing a robe to the floor is not going to make yourself. Know that you're human excellence, and that you sit at the table with other human beings, and you have equally given that ability to be excellent. Okay, and I thank the guests, and I thank all you brothers and sisters for your human excellence. Listen to the show as we come up on 8:30. Thank you, Imam Alfred. Great, great, great talk. Thank you, Imam Mujahideen Muhammad, our brother and friend of the broadcast on the panel. And we thank you for listening to another edition of Religion Means Alive. And you could come back tomorrow, inshallah. All praise due that you come back tomorrow with us and enjoy another day at the broadcast. And I will be trying to get you some more music. I think I'm going to close out with Keep Your Head Up Again with all you brothers and sisters. And we, as we go off the show, thank you. Another edition of Religion Means a Lot. Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
that you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make babies and leave a young mother to be a pet. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman, I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. Sang to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't